Exclusive: Utah Senate GOP candidate Trent Staggs blasts Romney backing Biden over Trump. By Joshua Klein on November 27, 2023. U.S. Senate candidate in Riverton, Utah. Mayor Trent Staggs slams Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, for announcing his preference for Democrats, including President Joe Biden, over presidential candidate Donald Trump in the coming election. Following the remarks, in an exclusive statement to Breitbart News, Staggs contrasted Joe Biden's presidency with that of Donald Trump. "We have families struggling to make it who were thriving 4 years ago. We went from peace treaties in the Middle East to a world at war on Biden's watch. Our enemies are emboldened, and our allies are alienated," he said. Accusing Biden of undoing Trump's successes, the Riverton mayor pushed for the former president's return while warning against another catastrophic Biden term. "It took Joe Biden 3 years of incompetence to undo the unprecedented success we had under Donald Trump," he said. "So, for Romney to declare support for Biden over Trump once again is salt in the wounds of the constituents he once pledged to represent. We need Donald Trump in the White House again," he added. "We can't risk 4 more years with Joe Biden." The matter follows Romney stating he would be willing to vote for a Democrat in 2024, calling it an upgrade from Trump. "I'd be happy to support virtually any one of the Republicans. Maybe not Vivek Ramaswamy, but the others that are running would be acceptable to me. And I'd be happy to vote for them," he said Friday in an interview with CBS's Norm O'Donnell. "I'd be happy to vote for a number of the Democrats, too," he continued. "It would be an upgrade, in my opinion, from Donald Trump and perhaps also from Joe Biden." In September, Staggs called out Romney for colluding with the McConnell-Schumer cabal after having accused the former failed presidential candidate of seeking the favor of Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, over the interests of America. Staggs, 49, is among multiple potential contenders predicted to position themselves more conservatively than Romney, whom he has described as a millionaire from Massachusetts who relocated to Utah. Over the months leading to his official declaration, Staggs had become more and more outspoken on a variety of topics. After announcing his run for the U.S. Senate in May, Staggs charged that Romney doesn't represent most Utahns and that he could no longer sit by and watch as the retiring senator and Schumer mortgage my children's future. "This guy votes to add trillions in spending, votes twice to impeach President Trump, but then turns around and votes to confirm guys like open borders Mayorkas and radical Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson," he said, adding, "It's unacceptable." In September, Romney announced that he would not run for re-election. In March, Staggs vowed to prevent the communist-style social credit scoring from guiding Riverton's investment decisions as his city unanimously approved a resolution objecting to the use of environmental, social, and governance, ESG, policies in credit rating agencies, investment firms, and other financial institutions. Subsequently, he slammed woke indoctrination in the country's schools, including the availability of inappropriate and pornographic text materials, as he called to prioritize students' physical, mental, and spiritual safety. "Insisting there should be no greater priority than our children's safety, physical, mental, and spiritual," Staggs said it was his number one job to protect the health and safety of all our residents. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.